Nice dig by Wright. Claire passes left side and back to the middle. Waltz gets it over. Here's King setting it up for Peterson. Her shot blocked straight up. Great block kill by Haley Mitchell. And we are tied again. The Hornets playing well at the net. Again, as we mentioned at the outset, we've got a tall lineup. Here comes the serve for Claire Wright. Loads this one over, fielded by Muller. Lewis with a set back to Alyssa. She'll drive it in, and it is tipped by the Hornets. It'll be a point for the Bulldogs as it landed out of bounds, but was clearly tipped, and that makes it 7-6. Jaden Boland returns to the lineup for the Bulldogs, and she will serve. Starts way back by the gym wall, and now here's the serve. That one fielded by Claire Wright. Here's the set for Haley Mitchell. Shot is up, blocked by Peterson. And now a little miscommunication with the Hornets. It drops in between a couple of players, and the Bulldogs take a two-point lead at 8-6. Jaden Boland will serve. Boland with the approach, and here's the line drive serve. That one back row, fielded by the Hornets. Pass to the front right, and they hit the net. Actually, they stepped across the line. So a line violation. It goes back to the Bulldogs. 9-6. And Boland will serve again. Bulldogs by three in the second. This one fielded by Manning. There's the set by Wright. Shot is up in the net. Slap back by Natalie Wright. Far side Bulldogs. J.C. Maxwell dumps it over. Wright now back to Manning. Now pushing it over is Mitchell. Bulldogs again with Maxwell. Got it through the wall and down it goes. J.C. got it through the block attempt, and the Bulldogs go up by four at 10-6. Hornets will use a timeout. Ithaca won the opener by a score of 25-18. They lead in the second, 10-6. This is high school volleyball from the friendly confines of Ithaca's gymnasium on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet. Open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
Welcome back to Ithaca. We'll check the flip phone again in just a little bit. Here at Ithaca, the Bulldogs up one set. They lead 10-6 in the second after the Wasikas-Tubin overtime. Boland lobs this one over. Ball fielded by the Hornets. They'll trap it down the line, and there's Lewis and then King, and the Bulldogs can't get it over as they collide, and it lands in. That'll make it 10-7. Side out Wasikas-Tubin. So the Hornets we'll get it going. There's the whistle. And the line drive serve. Fielded back row by Boland. The set to the middle, and that is Tristan Peterson. Left hand kill, and she got it down. 11-7 on Peterson's kill. Into the game for the Bulldogs, Kaylee Newkirk. Kaylee with the approach. And here is the serve. Far side diving dig by the Hornets. Pass to the right, driving it over there. Oh, nice save by King on the hit by Waltz. Back to the left side, driven over by Maxwell. Hornets try again. Slapping it over is Mitchell. Back to the right side. Here's again Maxwell. Dug by the Hornets. Back to the middle and over and out of bounds for Natalie Wright on the kill attempt. Bulldogs go up by five here in the second at 12-7. Kaylee Newkirk will serve. Kaylee steps up, line drive serve. Nope, net serve. Point for Wasikas-Tubin, and they will serve. In to do the honors is Sophia Waltz, their senior. Rotating out is Haley Mitchell. All right, here comes the approach and the line drive serve. Fielded by King, Lewis, and then for the right side, Maxwell shot blocked. Down it goes. Great block kill by number 9, Brooke Mitchell. And it is 12-9. Try it again. Sophia Waltz with the step-up left-handed serve for the Hornets. A left serve. Newkirk, good dig. Lewis, left side. Shot by Peterson. Played by the Hornets now. Set up on the right side by Waltz, and they'll push it over. Here's King, Lewis, and Peterson. Shot blocked straight up and down by Brooke Mitchell. Bulldogs hit a wall a couple of times with her hands straight up. And it's 12-10. Bulldogs by two in the second. Here's the serve by Sophia Waltz. Net serve gives a point back to the Bulldogs. 13-10 here in the second. Bailey Wanless returns to the Bulldogs' front row, and Holly King will serve. Holly puts it over, and it's fielded by the Hornets. They get it back to the right side, and over for Brooke Mitchell. No, out of bounds. They got a good dig on it, couldn't get a lot of elevation on it, and the third hit went wide and out. 14-10. Here's the serve by King. Fielded by the Hornets, slapping it to the left side. No, a little miscommunication, and drops in there again. And the Bulldogs go back in the lead by five at 15-10. Holly King will serve for the Bulldogs. Holly with a run-up. There's a serve. Let's serve. And the Bulldogs are going to get another ace as she drops it in to make it 16-10. Holly King has her third ace of the night. Here's the next serve. She'll float this one over. Fielded by Brooke Mitchell. Passed by Waltz. Right side shot blocked up by Bailey Wanless. Pushed to the right side. Hornets try down the line and got it. Big kill for Natalie Wright. And it is 16-11. Can do a play on words with Wright. Wright was on the left that time and gets the kill. Here comes the serve for Natalie. And here's a line drive. Back row King. Passes to Lewis in the middle. Back to the left side, taking a shot is Wanless. Nice dig by the Hornets. They'll get it over on the hit by Claire Wright. Here's the set in the middle. Wanless tries again. Back row, nice dig there, saved by Mitchell. Back to the right, shot in the net on the attempt by Elizabeth Wright, and that makes it 17-11. Six-point game. Bulldogs in the lead. Alyssa Muller is in the front row as Jaden Boland rotates out, and J.C. Maxwell will serve. J.C. steps up, and this one just over the net. Fielded by Wright. Pass to the left side. Ball up, blocked down by the Bulldogs. Ariana Lewis, good vertical leap. Got up and put one down that hung up on the net. That'll make it 18-11. Bulldogs by seven. Here comes J.C. Maxwell's serve. Fielded now by Wright. Back to Waltz. Left-handed shot over the top that time by Mitchell. Bulldogs try with a hit from Muller. Near side, Hornets collide. They'll get it back to the right and then fire it over to Elizabeth Wright. She gets it over. King, Lewis, Muller for the Bulldogs. Back row, Hornets passing left. Claire Wright drives it left and long and out of bounds. 19-11. That was a good volley. Point Ithaca, and they lead by eight. Here's J.C. Maxwell's serve. Fielded by the Hornets. Right on the right side, right and right. And Elizabeth gets it down on a big kill in front of a diving effort by Holly King. 19-12. Bulldogs by seven. And serving is their libero player, Kylie Manning. Here's the set for the Bulldogs, driving it over, and down it goes for Bailey Wanless. Having a big night tonight. 20-12. Bulldogs lead by eight. Seniors leading the way on senior night here at Ithaca. Ariana Lewis with a run up. There is the serve. Far side drops in for an ace. 21-12. That was dead eye serving there. And she will try again. Here's the whistle, the approach, and the line drive serve. Fielded by the Hornets. Pass to the left side. Ray gets it over. Here's the set by the Bulldogs for Muller. She'll take a shot. Tipped by the Hornets. They'll play it, and Claire Wright drives it back row. There's a set by Lewis, dropped by Muller to the left side, played by Manning, and this is a tough one. They get it around the antenna, and they dropped it in. Is it fair? Boy, she was clear by the scorer's table. Yeah, line judge here on the top saying they're going to argue a little bit, I think. It was clear, though, a Zika player went clear past the post over onto the Ithaca court. And she somehow was able to angle that around the antenna and drove it over. Well, Zika's going to win the argument. Each official had pointed separate ways. So it does go to the Hornets. Side out, 21-13. Serving will be Elizabeth Wright. Oh, in a moment. One more sub coming in. Number seven, Macy Mitchell. She's in the middle. And Elizabeth Wright with the serve for Wazika Steuben. Maxwell plays it. Lewis back to the near side, and Wanless taps it over. Pushed to the net by the Hornets. Blocked back by Bailey Wanless. And now punching it over, there is Mitchell. Here's the pass to Brindley Wanless. She'll knuckle it in. Nice play, Brindley. I think Bailey Wanless, like there may have been a little, just a slight collision. Everybody's all right. 22-13. So Brindley Wanless coming in and making a nice play there for the Bulldogs. Here's the serve for Ithaca. That's an ace. And it is 23-13. Ithaca leading by 10. On the straight to the floor ace by Bailey Wanless. She'll try again. Wanless coming up. And here's the line drive serve. Fielded by the Hornets. Ball at the net. Slapped by the Bulldogs. It was tipped by the Hornets. And it will be an Ithaca point. Yep, the ball went out of bounds, but tipped at the net, and Ithaca all of a sudden has game point at 24-13. No points on the scoreboard yet. And, yeah, there it is. All right, 24-13. There's the serve. Nope, net serve Bulldogs, 24-14. Hornets will serve. Ithaca now leading by 10. Back to serve will be Claire Wright. Claire steps up. There's the serve. Fielded by Holly King. Lewis left side. Here's the shot, and down it goes for Tristan Peterson. And the Bulldogs win it 25-14 here in the second. They are up 2-0 to Wazika Steuben here tonight. Ithaca, one set win away from not sharing this year and winning the Ridge and Valley Conference title outright and putting a plaque on the wall. The Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update is next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Ithaca Bulldog football team looks to go 9-0 through the regular season. Co-head coach Kyle Kelly talked to me today about Saturday's victory for the homecoming game against Brookwood.
Came out of gates guns a-blazing, in all reality, said it was like 27-0 after the first quarter. Big shout-out to Wesley Nelson. He caught a touchdown, ran a touchdown, and recovered a touchdown on defense. So he had a pretty good quarter. Hard to beat that.
Ithaca has a home game tomorrow night when they host New Lisbon and a chance to go 9-0. They have already clinched the Ridge and Valley Conference title, but this would give them the undefeated season and could potentially help their WIAA seeding. The seeds will be announced on Saturday morning. That's it for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. I'm Phil Nee.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000-square-foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Ithaca in the lead, 2-0 tonight, 25-18, and most recently 25-14. 4 kills for Bailey Wanless in that second set. J.C. Maxwell has 2 kills. Also, Wanless has an ace. Holly King had an ace. And a couple of kills for Ari Lewis. 2 kills for Brooke Mitchell for Wazika Steuben. Ithaca, one set win away from getting the victory. They've already won a co-championship, but if they win tonight, that keeps Seneca at bay. Seneca is playing tonight. One match away from them, or from the Bulldogs. Bulldogs will get a conference tournament or conference championship plaque presented tonight. Holly King with a serve. We're underway in set number three. Hornets pass it to the right side, trying to punch it over. Block! And down it goes on a big hit by Bailey Wanless, and the Bulldogs are up 1-0. Holly King will serve again for Ithaca. Here's the run-up and the serve. Fielded now by Wright. Ball at the net. Bulldogs pop it over, and Maxwell, sort of an excuse-me save, and it went in. That's when you know things are going well. She just tried to reach down at the waist to just kind of make that play, and it paralleled the net and landed on the Hornets' side to make it 2-0. Here's the serve by King. Fielded by the Hornets. Waltz with the set in the middle. Down it goes. Brooke Mitchell is a good hitter, and she's in that middle. Hornets are tough, and that makes it 2-1. Serving will be number 10, Natalie Wright. Wright with the serve. Fielded by King from the knees. Lewis left side. Shot is over and out of bounds on the kill attempt by Bailey Wanless, and we're tied at 2. Rotating around the Hornets, Haley Mitchell is in the back row. Here's the serve. Fielded now by the Bulldogs. King to the right side. Punched over by Wanless. Kept wide by Waltz. Now the back row, and the Hornets get it over. Diving dig there by Wanless. King, and now Maxwell gets it over. Hornets set it right side. They're going to drop it down the line on a nice hit by Elizabeth Wright, and the Hornets take the lead. 3-2 on Wright's line burner right down the line. Here goes Natalie Wright back to serve. Here's the approach and the serve. Far side, King makes the play. Lewis sets it left side, punched over, and down by Bailey Wanless. We're back to even at 3. Bailey Wanless with the kill. Alyssa Muller is into the front row for the Bulldogs. And serving will be J.C. Maxwell as she takes up residence in the back row. There's the serve. Diving dig by the Hornets. They'll pass it to the net. Ball is up, and it is... Nope, didn't make the net over the top. And drop back on the Hornets' side, and it will be Ithaca with the point, 4-3. Maxwell remains serving. Here's the serve. Far side fielded by the Hornets. They'll work it to the left, and Claire Wright takes a shot. Nope, didn't make the block. It hit the net. Came back to Lazika Steuben, and all of a sudden it is 5-3. Bulldogs with 3 straight points. J.C. Maxwell will serve. This one low to the net. Diving dig Hornets. They free ball it back, and it goes out of bounds. 6-3 Bulldogs. J.C. Maxwell gets the ball again. Bulldogs with 4 points in a row. There's the serve. Fielded by the Hornets. Pass to the middle. Now to the right side. Taking it over with that left hand is Brooke Mitchell. Played by the Bulldogs. They'll get it back to Muller, who drives it over. Dug on the back row by Manning. Ball pushed to the left, and then the Hornets get it over. There's the pass to the middle. Taking a shot is Wanless. Free ball back by the Hornets. Blocked back by Wanless. Hornets keep it live. Going left side. They'll drop it over. Diving dig Lewis. King passes left side, and Muller gets it over. Fielded now by the Hornets. They'll pass to the right side. Tough one around the antenna, and they hit the pole. Bulldogs lead by 4 at 7-3. There are a couple of phenomenal plays in that volley. Hornets gave a couple, had a couple that really came to life. And now J.C. Maxwell serving again. 5 in a row. There's the serve. Fielded by the Hornets. Waltz with the set. Wright takes the shot and got it through. Hornets turn the tide now. It is 7-4 on Claire Wright's kill. Richland Center wins the second, 25-14. They're up 2-0 in a quest to get a co-conference championship this year. There's the set left side for the Bulldogs. Muller takes a shot, and that one is out of bounds. 7-5 the score. Darlington swept by Cuba City tonight. Flatville is up 2-0 on River Valley. Southwestern swept Riverdale. Fenimore 3-0 over Boscobel among the matches. Here's the serve. Net serve for the Hornets, and it's back to the Bulldogs. 8-5. Philly Flip Phone is sponsored by Y-Connect Mobile Nationwide. Local mobile phone plans with local service and support from Y-Connect Wireless. Brookwood defeats Ithaca in middle school football tonight, 42-32. Here's the serve. Hornets pass it right side. They're going to get it to the back line. Lewis to King. And then Muller takes a shot. It's over and tipped by the Hornets on the way through. And another point for the Bulldogs. Makes it 9-5. Well played at the net by Alyssa Muller. Here's Lewis with the serve. Takes it to the left side. Manning gets the dig. Now back to the front row. Punched over by Wright. Knocked over by Bailey Wallace. Hornets try again from the right side. Going to take it over. Lewis and King. And now Lewis on hit number three has to get it over. This one hangs at the net. Hornets try to play the carom, and they will. Drive it back row. King back to Lewis and now setting it up for Bailey Wallace. And down it goes. Wallace with a big swing. 10-5 the score. Ari Lewis will try to keep it going for the Bulldogs. Up by five. Here's the jump serve. Fielded now by the Hornets. Pass it back to the middle, and then Muller blocks it back for the Bulldogs. Pushed back by Wright. And now the Bulldogs try again, and Wallace is there on a perfect set by Ari Lewis. 11-5. Timeout, Wazika Steuben. Bulldogs by six, looking for a sweep tonight at an outright conference championship on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great-tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great-tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays, get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Bulldogs have won the first two, 25-18, 25-14. They lead 11-5 in the third. Serve, free ball back by the Hornets. Lewis sets it to the left side. Muller's shot into the net. And it's a point for the Hornets. That makes it 11-6. Wazika Steuben using its first timeout of the set. Going to come in with Macy Mitchell and Violet Mitchell. Replace a couple in the middle, and the serve for Elizabeth Wright. Wright steps up, and here's the serve. Fielded by Maxwell, set by Lewis. Wanless takes a shot, played by the Hornets. Pushed over that time by Mitchell. Here is King setting it up for Brindley Wanless. That went into the net. 11-7. Hornets get another point. Two in a row now as they head to the back row. There's a whistle, and Wright steps up. Line drive serve. Fielded by Maxwell. Here it is, set. Wanless shot. Down it goes. Ari Lewis with a perfect setup. That makes it 12-7. And Bailey Wanless has five kills already here in this third set. Returning is Tristan Peterson to the floor. Bailey Wanless with the serve for Ithaca. Dug by Mitchell. Passed back to Manning. She gets it over. Back row, it's going to be Bailey Wanless getting it back. Taking a shot. Got it in. Back row attack for the Bulldogs, and that makes it 13-7. This Bulldog team doing a lot of things that maybe they haven't done in the past, but really kind of an unselfish order, and they're just passing it really well. Here comes the set, ball to the right side, and no, it doesn't make the net for Violet Mitchell, and the Bulldogs have doubled them up here, 14-7 in the third. Bailey Wanless back. With a couple of dribbles, here's the approach and the line drive serve. Knuckleballed, Manning pushes it, ball at the net, Bulldogs block it. Or did they? No, four hits on the Hornets. Elizabeth Wright's initial set hung up on the net, and the Bulldogs did not touch it. It came back down and then was hit into the net. So it's 15-7. Here's the serve. Fielded by the Hornets. Pass to the left side. And a knuckle over there by Violet Mitchell. Maxwell sets. Wanless takes a shot, and that one is out of bounds. 15-8. Bulldog football having success. First time that they've been undefeated through the season. If they can win tomorrow night for a long time. Here's the serve. Set left side. Here is the shot down for Tristan Peterson. 16-8. Tristan with the kill. Into the ball game will be Boland. Jaden Boland will serve. 16-8 Ithaca. And Jaden gets the whistle from the official. Here's the serve. Down the line. That one is just out of bounds. Manning standing right on the line. Watched it go out. And that makes it 16-9. Hornets bringing back Brooke Mitchell on the front left. And here comes the serve. Fielded by Boland. Lewis back to the middle. Peterson calls it, drives it in. 17-9. Tristan Peterson for the Bulldogs gets a big-time kill. Kaylee Newkirk returns as the teams rotate around. And Kaylee will put it in play. Wazika Steuben in serve-receive mode. There's the serve. Fielded by the Hornets. Set in the middle, taking a shot and getting it down. The Hornets. Nice kill by number 10, Natalie Wright. That makes it 17-10. Platteville has swept River Valley tonight at high school volleyball. Viroqua 3-0 over Black River Falls. That now a final from the Cooley. Here's the serve. Boland gets the dig. Passed by Lewis, and King softly sets it over. Played by the Hornets, pushed back to the Bulldogs. Lewis sets it left side, and taking it over is Maxwell. Played by the Hornets, pass to the far side, and Mitchell gets it over. Here's King to Lewis, and that one just a little bit misjudged by Tristan Peterson. Went up to go with the left hand, and it was just a little bit out of her reach. That makes it 17-11. Hornets will serve. Bulldogs by six. Boland trying to dive in there and can't get it. That's an ace for the Hornets. 17-12. And Waltz gets an ace. That's been rare to do against the Bulldogs tonight. They have been fielding the ball very well. There's the serve. Set to the left side. Maxwell takes a swing and got it down. 18-12. Bulldogs on the big kill by J.C. Maxwell. Holly King will put it in play. Bulldogs by six, looking for the sweep in set number three. Here's the serve. This one is going to be fielded by the Hornets. Popped up by Mitchell. Ball at the net. Popped over by Natalie Wright. Ball to the far side. Bulldogs get it over on the hit by Bailey Wanless. Hornets try again from the right side. Pushed over by Elizabeth. Left side, Boland. Lewis with a low set. And Peterson and company. Bailey Wanless couldn't come up with it at the net, and it's a point for the Hornets. 5-point edge for the Bulldogs in the third, trying to get back on the track, and the Hornets trying to put the pressure on. There's the serve. Newkirk with a dig. Lewis is set. Played by the Bulldogs. Now pushed over by Newkirk on hit number three. Wazika Steuben tries it. Shot is up. Blocked by Bailey Wanless. Now over to Lewis. And this one to J.C. Maxwell, who softly takes it over. Nice dig by Wright. Brooke Mitchell drives it over. Boland for the Bulldogs. There's the set. Going with the left hand. It's Bailey Wanless getting over to the left side for the Hornets. Walls with a set. Wright takes it up. Shot blocked by Bailey Wanless. And a point for the Bulldogs. 19-13. Into the game for the Bulldogs, Alyssa Muller. Platteville and River Valley 3-1, second half. Platteville-Lancaster in the lead in that varsity soccer match. Here's the serve for the Bulldogs' Brooklyn Dickey. And that one jumbled by the Hornets on the back row. It will go down to the floor. Doesn't count as an ace, but it came as a good serve for Brooklyn Dickey, a junior. Here's the next serve. fielded by the Hornets. There's the set to the right side. Shot is up, blocked by Bailey Wallace. Back to the Hornets again. Brooke Mitchell tries, brings it over. Lewis to King, King to Lewis. Ari takes it over. Fielded now by the Hornets. Taking it for the right side. Shot blocked by the Bulldogs and out of bounds. Bulldogs got the block but couldn't control it. And it goes back to the Hornets. Stepping up for the serve. And there it is. Fielded by Holly King. There's the set in the middle. Shot over by Peterson. Ball, free ball back by the Hornets. And out of bounds. So a point for the Bulldogs. And I believe it is 22-13. Score clock's having a little bit of issue right now. Ari Lewis with the serve. That one is a little bit long and out of bounds. So the score says 21-15. I have it as 22-15, but regardless, Bulldogs have a six-point lead. Hornets with the approach, and there's the serve. Cut off by King. Lewis to the left side. Brindley Wallace for the kill. Got it down. 22-15. Brindley Wallace getting into the act. She's kind of one of the unsung, or maybe the not Russell, always counted on to be the top one, but boy, she comes in and makes some nice plays, and it gets the Bulldogs a kill and a timeout for the Hornets. 22-15, Bulldogs looking for a sweep and an outright conference title. Coming up from WRCO and WRCO.com.
It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages, or visit WIWC.net for details. Y Connect Wireless.
The Hornets use their second timeout, 22-15, the Bulldogs. Here comes Bailey Peterson with the serve. Going to be played by the Hornets on the left side. Ball tapped to the middle, and Mitchell drives it over. Fielded by Brindley Wanless. Lewis on the left side. There's the shot by the Bulldogs, and that one is out of bounds. Was it tipped? The judge says no, and it's 22-16. Hornets within six. Serving for the Hornets is Claire Wright. Wright moves up, and there's a line drive serve played by King. Here's the set on the left side, taking a shot into the net for the Bulldogs. Kristen Peterson unable to get it over, and it's a five-point set, 22-17. Hornets working hard here in the third. Claire Wright steps up. There's the serve, fielded by Dickey. Here's the pass on the left side. Taking a shot is Tristan Peterson. Great dig by Kylie Manning. Back to the right side. Punched over by Wright. And the Bulldogs miss again on a swing into the net. And it's a four-point set. 22-18, our score. Hornets making a big push here in the third. Here's the approach and the line drive serve. Fielded by King. There's the set and a push over the top by Muller. Manning passes left side, and the Hornets keep it alive, and they're going to get it back past the back row again, and it's 22-19. Hornets have caught fire here in the third against the unsuspecting Bulldogs, who are sort of coasting in this one, and now they've made it a match. Claire Wright steps up. There's the serve. King with the pass. Lewis left side, and Tristan Peterson softly tests it. Nope, does not make it over the net. Bulldogs can do nothing right now, and a timeout taken by Angie Young. 22-20, our score. Bulldogs by two in the third. They've won the first two tonight by scores of 25-18 and 25-14. Richland Center trailing 12-7 in their third set tonight. Hornets have won the first two, again trying to keep pace with Platteville for a co-conference championship. Platteville has swept River Valley tonight, 3-0. Here at Ithaca, the Bulldogs wrapped up a co-conference championship at Lafarge on Tuesday. A win tonight would put them over the top and get that one outright. No sharing this year if they can get a win tonight. Hornets putting some pressure on in the third. Claire Wright comes up with a two-step serve. Be played by Dickey. Back to the right side, Wanless, and then pushed by Tristan Peterson to the back row. Hornets play the carom and get it over. That's four hits, isn't it? Ball set right side. Played by Lewis, I guess not. And then, doesn't matter, Lewis gets it over and the Hornets push it into the net. All of the Ithaca girls are saying the same thing. Hey, it's four, wasn't it? You kind of get into a rhythm. You kind of know what's going on. I don't always. But that makes it 23-20, and Jaden Boland will serve. Boland with a serve, fielded by Manning. Pass back to the far side. The ball hit the antenna on the attempt by Jelinek, and that'll make it a game point for the Bulldogs. 24-20. Bulldogs on the verge of winning it outright here, making some school history. Jaden Boland with the serve. Fielded by the Hornets, pass to the right side. Waltz with a set, shot by the Hornets, dug by Brindley Wanless. Here's King, left side, and for the win. Maxwell gets it over. Fielded by the Hornets, back to the right side, shot in. Hornets aren't done yet. Natalie Wright with a good one across the body, took it to the left side. That makes it 24-21. So the Hornets will serve. Ithaca leading by three here tonight in the third. Here comes the approach by the Hornets and a line drive serve. Played by King. Lewis with the set. Brindley Wanless for the kill. Nope, out of bounds. 24-22. Hornets hanging in there. Wazika Steuben will serve again. Here's the approach and the serve. Boland. Ball pinball to the right side and saved. And Boland gets it back. Here's the ball blocked down by the Bulldogs and they win. Bulldogs win on a block kill by Tristan Peterson. 25-22, the Bulldogs are conference champions in the Ridge and Valley for the first time in school history. That's like almost 50 years of volleyball. Standing ovation here for the team. Nice win for the seniors. They'll celebrate this one. 25-22, the final in the third set. We'll be back with the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show in a moment from WRCO Radio Sports.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome back to Ithaca. It's a nice win for the Bulldog girls, led by their seniors tonight. And the Duncan Awards turning point of the game was here in the third set. As the Bulldogs saw Wazika Steuben tighten the gap, they were able to get a couple of really key placed hits. And you hear them in the background celebrating as they are awarded the Ridge and Valley Conference Championship. Nice plaque that will go in the trophy case, and the girls celebrating there. But turning point, possibly a kill as we go back to Brindley Wadless coming in off the bench and making a kill. And the Bulldogs needed a little bit of a boost out of a timeout, got the kill to put the Bulldogs up by seven. They wind up winning it tonight by three, 25-22. Lots of photo ops. We're also going to get some interview guests up here in the wrestling room, the mezzanine at Ithaca, in a moment during our post-game show comments. Bulldogs win in three. They are conference champs. You're listening to High School Volleyball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details. BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center.
They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electric message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. BL Signs, 647-0149.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
Welcome back to the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Scores tonight, Ithaca wins 25-18, 25-14, 25-22. We have some special guests coming up here to join us. Very special guests, the seniors. Hey, way to go. How about that? How about one big cheer here?
Yeah!
Oh, my goodness. That blew the VU meters. Welcome back to the WRCO Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Good to have you here. We're going to start with Tristan Peterson. Tristan, how does this feel?
This is insane. It's the first time in Ithaca history. We have poster night, senior night. We got cake after. We have a big fan section. It was a great night.
Well, you started out, you know, the job at hand was a tough one, but it looked like you were kind of really focused here tonight.
Yeah, for sure. We've been working on it all week. We got all week next week to practice for regionals. We're ready.
Absolutely. What are you going to practice on? If you're the coach, what does the team need to work on?
Serving. Definitely. I think we missed a couple tonight.
Although it worked pretty well. I mean, he had some pretty good service tonight, too.
Oh, yeah. I think we had the aces outweighed the missed serves. So.
Who's the best dancer on the team? You?
Ooh. It's like a tie between me and myself. I'm just kidding.
That's what I heard in the entry, though. How much volleyball have you guys played together?
We've been playing since sixth grade, goofing around since elementary school. It's been fun.
Congratulations on this. This is fun.
Thank you.
You bet. A little school history. Holly King, come on over here. You going to join us?
I guess.
All right. How does this feel to get the win?
It's insane. It's unreal, and I, you know what, never imagined it. I was thinking about it last year, but I'm glad we got it this year.
You are kind of the all-purpose person. You had some amazing digs out there. You really have to get down and sweep the floor, don't you?
Yeah, thank you. I've been trying. I thank God Ari's got getting my passes up after I get them. Uh-huh. Without her, I don't think we would be able to put those balls away. I think all my front row, too, they've been working hard. I know they've been working outside of season, during season. It's really important. I think we've been doing good at it.
Your senior season, how good is this? I mean, you know, you got a long way to go during the senior year, but to start in the fall with this much success, it has to set the table for a pretty good rest of your senior year, I think, doesn't it?
Definitely. You know what? I'm so excited to keep playing with these girls, not only in volleyball, but in, like, basketball, track, softball, anything. I'm excited to go to, the student sections with them into other games. It's so fun.
Conference champion in some other sports maybe too, huh?
Def, I'm definitely excited. Basketball. No, I'm just kidding. Boys basketball. Hey, and I'm excited to see where football goes this year too, because we're doing pretty good too.
Yeah, it's a good fall. Well, congratulations, Holly.
Thank you.
You bet. Joining us now, anybody else want to go? Bailey? Bailey's been on before. Alyssa? Nope, Bailey? All right. All right. Nice to have you on, Bailey. How did it feel to get the win? You had some good kills here tonight.
Yeah, thank you. It felt so good. We've been looking at the wall since freshman year wanting to do it, and this year we finally did it, so it's great.
Jamie Johnson, who's the coach of Richland Center, was telling me he was here for a camp, and
yeah.
He kept telling you guys, get motivated to put something on the wall. Do you remember that?
Yeah, he kept pointing at the wall, and he's like, if you want to do that, you're going to have to work hard all season, and I think we did.
Yeah. Really put you over the top. Was there a turning point? Because I know you lost to North Crawford. That was kind of... Was that a tournament? That was the first game of the year, wasn't it?
Well, North Crawford was kind of a turning point, but then the center tournament, we kind of did really bad. So then we're like, we need to shape up and really get our stuff together.
And you did.
Yeah, we did.
Absolutely. Big win against Kickapoo last week, too. How good did that feel?
That was pretty good. We didn't play the best, but we still got the win, so it was all right.
Right. So you got a little time off. I mean, this is a rarity for Ithaca to have a bye in the first round of the tournament. That's going to feel good to maybe celebrate a little while tonight and then start looking ahead, right?
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Absolutely. Well, I'll let you guys go back. You got some other stuff. Is there cake down there or not?
Yes.
Oh, there's cake. We better hurry then. Anybody else want to speak? Yeah, all right, good. Well, congratulations. The six seniors up here. Yeah, way to go. Bulldogs get the win here tonight on the postgame show. An exuberant group of seniors here leaving our mezzanine. The Bulldogs win in three tonight. More coming up on the post-match show from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
We do a lot to keep the young people we care about safe and healthy. We encourage them to wear their seatbelt and use a helmet when riding a bike, skateboard, or ATV. Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25. It's important to be there for them and influence their choices. Encourage young people to make one choice, not to use substances, and encourage parents to say no to underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
WRCO. Welcome back to Ithaca as the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show continues tonight. Bulldogs get a win in three, and thanks to the six seniors for coming up here tonight. Holly King, Ari Lewis, Kaylee Newkirk, Alyssa Muller, Bailey Wanless, and Tristan Peterson. And three of the six were brave and came over to join us on the microphone. We appreciate that and appreciate the way they played. And the other thing that you're appreciative of is when you hear, talk to a couple people here tonight, and they're like, yeah, they're just really good students, good people on and off the floor, and the same can be said for the football team, too. And you like to hear that. That means a lot of times more than wins and losses. And good group of girls and good to see them play well. Well, Zika Steuben was very competitive tonight, I thought, during different times of the match. They put up a good effort, and they see their season record in the Ridge and Valley Conference fall off now to finish out at 6-8. And the Bulldogs finish out 13-1, and they'll have a plaque on the wall. They do have a thing that says volleyball on the wall, but they don't have a conference championship banner or any of the years underneath it, and they will now. 24 will be in there. Zach told me that's next week, right? Going to get that banner next week? Hope so. Okay. It's in the mail now. So the Bulldogs are looking to celebrate that and put that up there. That'll be a nice thing for the seniors who worked hard to get that done. In the third set, I don't know if we recap, but Bailey Wanless had a big 7-kill performance in that third set. J.C. Maxwell with a couple of kills. And the Bulldogs rolled to victory. The early one tonight, 25-18, Bailey Wanless with four kills in that one. Just that one have been maybe the best balanced of the night for Ithaca. Three kills from Tristan Peterson, three kills from J.C. Maxwell, four kills from Bailey Wanless, and two aces from Holly King. And also four kills for Bailey Wanless and an ace in the second as the Bulldogs got up to the 2-0 lead. And then it got a little tough down the stretch in this one as the Hornets put on some pressure and came back, got within two at 22-20. The Bulldogs eventually win it out, 25-22, the final here in Ithaca. A Ridge and Valley Conference title belongs to the Bulldogs. Tonight's match has been engineered by Mr. Fabulous, Tim Feed. We invite you to join us tomorrow night for Broadhead Judah at Richland Center in area high school football. Until that time, Phil Nee wishing you the best. Thank you for supporting local radio and local sports. Wazika Subin wins the early one in JV 2-1. The Bulldogs get the sweep, and they are the 2024 Ridge and Valley Conference volleyball champions. Reporting from Ithaca for WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
I'm supposed to mow the grass today. I'm supposed to fix the fence. But with the sun beating down on me, it's hard to make it make sense. Half of me wants a cold beer. Yeah, that's the cold hard truth. And when the refrigerator stops full of them, tell me what's it boy to do. I ain't even trying to fight. It's already been decided. The sky and the mountains are blue. Half of me wants a cold beer, and the other half does too. Yeah, I kinda need to wash my truck, but hell, I kinda don't care. I think old Alan Jackson said it best. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Half of me wants a cold beer. Yeah, that's a cold hard truth. And with the refrigerator stocked full of them, tell me what's it boy to do. I ain't even trying to fight. It's already been decided. The sky. Half of me wants a cold beer. Yeah, the other half does.
I was mesmerized by superpowers idolized. Every day it was my brother and me receiving those powers from our TV. Too scared to jump from the top of that tree. Special cape my brother tied to me. Like the courage I needed to try. Sure if I did that I could fly. Not a care, not a worry in any way. Leaving barefoot prints in the red Georgia clay. Only a caveman will leave a faith. Lucky enough to be Superman for a day. All grown up, 3 miles to feed. Bills to pay, working 60-hour weeks. I need superpowers of a different kind. A fly rod, a stream just to clear my mind. Too busy it seems. I've got the courage for lack of dreams. They say that a man can't act that way. I need even more to be Superman for a day.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. While the U.S. Supreme Court cleared the way for Texas to execute a man convicted of killing